Hello and welcome back to Get Help Dad. It is Monday, April 8th, 2024. And what do you call a can opener that doesn't work? A can't opener. So, like I said, welcome back to the podcast. And for those new to the show, this is Get Help Dad, where we talk about tips and tricks to make your life a little better, be a better dad, be a better parent, and be a better spouse, and try to give some bad dad jokes as we go along. It's Monday, and on Mondays, I don't like giving out any tasks. I do like talking about stuff that doesn't involve anything, and for me, it's movie review. One movie that I saw over the weekend, and I saw it with my son. And the movie was a little harsh, but it was a really good movie. The movie is The Wrath of Man. It is a little bit of an older movie. It's 2021. It's Jason Strahan from the Transporter, and he's been in like a million movies. You know him, you love him. But what really good about this was this is actually a Guy Ritchie movie. And Guy Ritchie knows how to tell a story. He knows how to bring gritty action, which was definitely in this movie. And he knows how to do twists and turns. And this was similar to his jumping around the different time frames and different points of view. But it was really well done. This was actually came out in 2021, so right around the pandemic time frame. It's on Prime. So if you're a Prime Video, you can get this for free. I was looking for The Beekeeper, but it wasn't out yet, or I have to pay for it, or I don't know what it is, but I always like a good action movie. We're in a mood for an action movie on Friday night, so we checked it out, and it did not disappoint. I don't want to give a spoiler to it, but it's worth, if you're in the mood for a good action movie, definitely watch this, and you're in the mood for a lot of little twists and turns, pretty good. Scott Eastwood's in it. There's a few names. Josh Hartman was actually in it, who's decent. It did get pretty rough, but that's, you know, Guy Ritchie movies do. But it was definitely worth the watch. Something fun to watch. You know, in my rating system, a bad movie is you fold laundry to it. A decent movie is just a good movie. A pretty good movie is The Price of Netflix. And this is probably border to The Price of Netflix. It's The Price of Prime, which most people have. So I would definitely call it the Price of Netflix type of movie. So, The Wrath of Man, pretty good. Just a straight-up action movie. Guy Ritchie, great storyteller. He's got a new movie coming out, too. Some kind of The Bad Gentleman or something like that. And then there's something on Netflix with The Gentleman or something. A lot of really good material and more coming out. So, the other thing I did want to talk about, what we did a lot this weekend, was spring cleaning. I think I scrubbed almost every single surface in my house this weekend, and it was good. A lot of it just vacuuming, just trying to get into those nooks and crannies. We up here in Alaska, we have so much snow. I think we're at the third highest snow set in Anchorage's history, which is like 128 inches, which is 10 feet of snow or more actually. And so the snow outside has been melting. It's been over freezing, been 35, almost 40 for a little while. And it's still, we can see the roads, but there's 4 foot of snow still left. So that means boots. That means bringing in rocks and pebbles and dirts and all the other junk. But I had a chance to do some major spring cleaning. My wife and I went through the closets. We pulled all the boots out and we vacuumed all in there. And then we looked at, and we have 3 boys. We have 5 people in this house. So that means just 1 pair of shoes for each is 10 shoes. There has to have been 40 or 50 shoes in that closet. And we do not have the biggest hallway closet. And when you pull them out and you notice your boys that are all growing, half of them don't even fit. But a lot of times it's so easy to ignore it. But in springtime, and I say ignore the mess, but now it's springtime, the sun's out up, it's like I think almost 9:30 in Alaska, and the sun's finally going down. It's super nice, gives you a lot more energy, and this is the time to put your shoulder down and clean up. But we ended up with less than a third of the shoes in there. We had to give it away to all the cousins because my kids just grow through shoes like there's no tomorrow. But we can actually see the floor, and it just makes you feel a little better. And it's so much more efficient when they have to go grab their boots or their shoes for like some soccer game or whatever. They get it. And it's not spending 20 minutes looking for it. And we did that with our master closet, and we did that with the bathroom. It's so easy for life to pile up on you, especially with the holidays and it's dark and you're kind of worn out and it's cold. But as the light of spring comes out, it's a good time to clean things up. You know, lift up the couch, move it back and see what kind of nasty stuff's underneath, clean it all up, and you're good for another 6 months. So I hope you're all doing great this week. Hope you're staying focused. Congratulations to South Carolina Gamecocks. They won the women's NCAA tournament. Shout out to their coach, Dawn Staley, who's from Philadelphia. Incredible teams. Caitlin on Iowa did a great job. Incredible season. It's going to do awesome in WNBA, probably number one selection draft. And tonight is the NCAA tournament with the men's. So a little bit of basketball left. Check it out if you have a chance. And I'll leave you with the joke. What do you call when a pig takes a shower? A hogwash. Have a great day. Keep kicking ass, and I'll talk to you soon. See ya.